Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Jessica. I'm calling from Hampton, Virginia. I first want to say I really like the show. I've only been listening for a couple of weeks now, listening to the old ones and kind of working my way up to the more recent. I was pretty much sold the day that, Tony, you started talking about that old kids show, Today's Special. Yeah, I totally remember watching that show, and that is absolutely epic that you brought that up. Okay, so anyways, I've got a couple of Ouija board stories, but I'm going to start with the longest one. If there's time, then I'll tell you the shorter one. So this actually took place, I want to say, my junior year of high school. I grew up in California, and I lived in this really small town called Dixon. And in the town, there was literally a railroad track that went through the town. And a friend of mine lived in this huge Victorian house that was actually turned into apartments. So anyways, a little backstory about the house. So it's right by the railroad tracks. And my friend that actually stayed there, her name was Diva, she told me the history of the house, and apparently it was a cat house back in the day, and which was made sense because it was pretty centrally located. People got off the train and, you know, went there, did their business, and got back on and left. So she had, you know, a psychic come through and kind of, you know, find out some of the things that were going on in the house, because she was experiencing some paranormal stuff. There had been deaths that had happened in the house. One guy had hung himself in the front parlor of the downstairs apartment. A little boy fell out of the second story apartment. And apparently there were like abortions that were done in the downstairs bathroom. Guy actually killed his wife and buried her under the house because they have an unfinished basement, actually. And all kinds of really creepy stuff. So, and actually her and her roommate had been attacked more than once by a male entity. So I knew about all this stuff prior. Well, the story that I'm going to tell you, this actually took place in Halloween. So she had a Halloween party, and, you know, she had a bunch of people there. And as the night was kind of progressing, I noticed this guy. And he wasn't really talking to anybody. And he looked a little out of place, and I noticed that his necklace was a pentagram. And I went up to my friend, and I said, well, who's that? She said, I have no idea. She said, I've been trying to ask people who the hell this guy is, and nobody knows. I said, well, you know, it's your party. You should probably go and ask how the hell he got in, because this wasn't like an open house. You know, it was by invitation only. So apparently they had found out that I don't know who he came with, but he was like, I'm not going to say priest or whatever, but he was the head of the satanic cult in the town that we lived in. And I said, oh, well, that's great. You know, first off, I was thinking, well, where are the cats? Because, you know, she had whole bunch of cats that lived with her, and I was, you know, huge animal lover. So, of course, I wanted to know where their location was, because if any animals came up missing, he was going to walk out with a severe limp, at least. So, but the animals were all fine and whatever. Well, it came time that we were going to start doing party game, and, of course, party game of the night was to play with the Ouija board. Now, I had played with the Ouija board prior, and that was another story that I was going to tell you guys. And I, you know, got a little freaked out or whatever, but it was nothing that I couldn't handle. But something told me, you know, when she announced that, you know, what we were all going to be doing, something told me, don't get on the board with him. Because I really didn't get a good vibe from this dude. And so they go to sit down, and the guy's like, well, let me play. So, you know, they were like, okay. Well, we ended up pouring salt around the perimeter of where they were sitting at the table. And everybody just kind of filled in and watched and whatnot. So the guy said, well, I'm going to conjure up a demon. I want to talk to this demon. He called him Nicodemus. I don't know if this is a real demon name, but that's the name he said. And he looked very serious about it. So they were like, okay. And, let me just tell you, I've never seen that planchette move so damn fast in my life. I mean, it was spelling out stuff very quickly. And I don't remember the whole conversation, but a lot of people were starting to get a little creeped out and starting to kind of back off a little bit. And I just didn't get a good vibe. So I actually... when they finally took a break, I just said, you know what, just go ahead and, you know, somebody needs to take me home because I lived across town and I didn't drive yet. And so my friend, Diva, I think it was her, she took me home, and I just said, you know what, just watch this guy because he's creepy. So anyways, I got home that night, and let me tell you, I just felt like I was being watched the entire time. Just felt real oppressive, like a heaviness on my chest as I went to bed that night. I had all kinds of nightmares, but that was the last time that I messed with the Ouija board because, you know, I mean, as a Christian now, I know that whatever spirit you think that you're trying to talk to on there, 9 times out of 10 is not a spirit, and it probably is a demon or some kind of negative spirit. They'll tell you anything you want to hear because most of the time it's half truth. So that was, that's the first story. The second story, this one's short. This was my first time, I experienced a Ouija board. I actually went to Toys R Us. This was back when I was, I want to say about 14 or 15, 14. It was the day before Christmas Eve. Not Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. And I took some of my Christmas money and I went to Toys R Us. And I've always been a fan of horror movies and everything. So, you know, I'd seen movies with the Ouija board and I said, well, you know, that's something I want to try out. Because I never heard anything about it. I didn't live in a very spiritual household. So I went to Toys R Us and I was going to be spending the next couple of nights with my friend. And so I told her I was getting it and that we could play with it and whatnot. And another one of her friends came over. And so the spirit or whatever the hell it was that we were talking to on there, at first it was pretty passive, but then eventually I don't know how the conversation came about. The people that I used to hang out with, they were in gangs. And the spirit portrayed itself as a person from a rival gang. And I know this sounds retarded, but it gets a little bit more interesting. So anyways, so the girl, my friend's friend, she was, you know, talking back and forth with the spirit. And basically there were a lot of negative comments going back and forth. I don't remember if we ended up saying goodbye or not, to kind of close it out. But later that night, and I stayed with my friend in her room. I slept in the bed with her. On the side that I was sleeping on, there was a window, and then there was like a bench, so that you could look out of the window. And one side, there was like this huge teddy bear, but I just kept feeling like something was sitting there and watching me. And I couldn't go to sleep for the longest time. And I felt like I was being touched pretty inappropriately. But I don't know. Eventually I went to sleep. Well, the next night we were having a party. It was New Year's Eve. And I was getting ready, and I happened to feel something on my stomach, and I pulled up my shirt. I had three perfect scratch marks going down my stomach. And I was like, okay, this is weird, because I'm not wearing anything that would make that kind of, those kinds of marks. So I didn't say anything. I just kind of put my shirt down and was like, okay. Well, then about 20 minutes later, I went to go look in the mirror to check the scratches out again, and they were gone. I mean, completely gone. Like there was never scratches there to begin with. My skin looked normal. I went back a little bit later, looked at it again. They were back, and then later on, they were gone again. So it's just, I didn't know anything about, you know, supernatural. I was, you know, young, and anything I knew was from movies, but I just thought that was kind of freaky. So, anyways, I hope you guys like my story. I really enjoy listening to the podcast. I'll continue to listen to it, and I will be calling back with some more supernatural experiences that I have encountered since I've lived here in Virginia. Okay? Thanks.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.